The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We're going to take a break from electoral politics for a moment to talk about proposals to reform aspects of the Leaving Cert. So English, it looks like, is going to be now a single paper, no longer paper one and paper two, a single paper, and one of those papers replaced by project work, which will be carried out predominantly in fifth year during the Leaving Cert cycle. Maths is going to go the same way, though it's a little bit behind English on that particular journey. Conor Skeehan is with me, is a former TU lecturer, a TU Dublin lecturer, and Paul Crone, who's director of the National Association of Principals and Deputy Principals. You're both very welcome. Conor, is this a good idea, kind of a move towards maybe more continual assessment?
My only expertise is being the recipient of people who've come through the school system and ended up in college. And I have noticed over the years and years of teaching a very strong correlation between Leaving Cert performance and performance of students. That's the first thing I'd say. Second thing I'd say is we need to be evidence-led, and the evidence from international surveys of Ireland's performance, particularly in things like English reading, were the second best in the world. So we want to be very careful about fixing what clearly isn't broken. However, having said that, we appear to have a very good educational system in place. And if our teachers are telling us that it's a thing we could and should do, we should definitely listen to them and build on that success.
Paul Crone, like I say, is director of the National Association of Principals and Deputy Principals with us as well. Conor, Paul, do you see merit in this idea, or how would you imagine a better model for the Leaving Cert?
I suppose, first of all, our system right the way from preschool has been reformed. The preschool curriculum has changed. The primary school curriculum has changed twice. The junior cycle curriculum has changed. And now the Leaving Cert is out of step of that. And even the third level curriculum and the way that they engage with students has changed, promoting independent learning, creativity, and working with others, cooperation, collaboration. The Leaving Cert is out of step with our whole system. And I think we need to bring it into the modern world in many ways to equip the students with the skills that they're going to need and to prepare them for what they're going to face ahead in their third level study or in their world of work or indeed in their personal lives. So we do have a high-performing system. We do have quite a robust system. There are, I suppose, in some ways, concerns emerging that we maintain that in with our current system, and we need to be agile, flexible, and responding to the needs of the students and the emerging trends in society. So I would be very much in favour that we need to move this forward. We need to rely on the work of the subject development groups, in particularly English and maths, who are all serving and professional teachers.
What are the emerging trends in society that would suggest it's better to do project work in fifth year rather than a paper two at the end of sixth year?
The trends in the workplace are that the employers are starting to recognise and look for the softer skills, collaboration, teamwork, working with others, independent learning, research, working under your own steam, innovation, creativity. All of these things are very difficult to assess. And our system, what our system values, we assess. We don't assess communication. We don't assess working with others. We don't assess collaboration. All of these things will be vital and are being prioritised by employers in their selection processes. Most people who are going for a job now will go through 3, 4, or 5 rounds of interviews to assess, and a range of tests to assess their abilities in all of these areas. So a terminal exam, while important because it marks the ability of a student to get to a certain level, to be able to operate under certain constraints and to reach targets, is not the be-all and end-all and cannot be the be-all and end-all.
Conor, is one of the shortcomings of that terminal exam, not so much the exam itself, but the impact it has on teaching and the method of teaching, that the focus then becomes on kind of passing, transferring information. That's the word I was trying to think of. You know, rather than kind of encouraging any kind of critical thought or independent thinking, and maybe kind of some of this project work, some of this teamwork might encourage that.
Again, without sounding like I'm being evasive, you have to put it back to the experts, to the teachers. One of the things that stands out, this international OECD report called the PISA report, identifies that one of the things that appears to lead to Ireland's success, particularly in things like reading, is the ability of the teachers and their principals to direct their own material. I talk to friends who are teachers in other countries and they say it's extraordinarily prescriptive. So it does sound like our teachers are very good at spotting what's best for the class that's in front of them. And the most important thing is delivering the goods. The Leaving Cert, even though it can be terribly traumatic for people and people can all have a bad day where they have a throat infection on the day of the exam and all that, it has proven over and over again to be a good predictor of later performance.
And is your concern, if that's not too strong a description of kind of your position, is your concern that by moving to this, you maybe remove some of that wriggle room that teachers have?
Keep saying the same thing. If the teachers say it's the right way to go, I trust them. I really trust the Irish education system.
Okay. Does the system at the moment, Paul, allow for a degree of flexibility within the classroom that might be eroded by this?
That degree of flexibility where the teacher has a level of autonomy to set the learning outcomes in negotiation with the students exists up to junior cycle. At the moment, that flexibility in the Leaving Cert is not as available. They would have choice on what play to study or what poems to do, but the curriculum is very descriptive and prescriptive. The primary school curriculum and junior cycle allows that flexibility, and it would argue the Programme for International Student Assessment, PISA, assesses students at the age of 15, and that's up to junior cycle. So what that is telling us is that that curriculum in primary and junior cycle has been very effective at getting us to the top levels in international studies. Then we moved them into a different system where we take away the autonomy of the teacher. We promote, and Professor Selina McCoy wrote an excellent article in The Times where she identifies the impact that the grind schools are having on the Leaving Cert and on the gaming of that system. And people teach to the exams. They forget it. They will be saying, forget about all of that creativity, independent learning. This is what you need for the exam. And we need to move away from that.
Do you, Conor, Shane and Kira this morning on News Talk Breakfast were suggesting this was a dumbing down of the Leaving Cert exam, and they gave kind of examples of other kind of dilutions of the exam over recent years. Do you think it's been dumbed down?
One part of me, yeah, looks at things like the Leaving Cert and finds that the omission of what I would regard as standard poets and Shakespeare and all that as being a dumbing down. But we're preparing kids for a different world, and we all have to move with it. And, you know, people, as myself, have to always be aware and be vigilant by the fact that maybe I'm a boomer and I'm looking at a different world. And as we keep saying, that the students and the teachers together are a very good reaction group. Dumbing down is a difficult word because it assumes that what was good enough in the past is going to be good enough in the future. I do agree that the students need to be able to operate differently, as well as being an academic. I've been an employer for 35 years.
Yeah.
And I am seeing a continuous trend, if you want to call it that, of the need for the students to be flexible across, and not just flexible, but proficient across a wide range of things, including social media and interpersonal skills. There's no doubt that they are new requirements.
Yeah, I do remember kind of accusations in the past as well of the exam being dumbed down. You know, when the Intercert was gotten rid of, we were dumbing things down for the juniors. When film was brought in as kind of comparative study in the English exam in 2001, it was kind of a dumbing down. Yeah, by all accounts, it had no impact on those PISA scores across the board. There's not a kind of a whole cohort of people in their late 30s who are incompetent compared to people in their mid 40s.
Far from being incompetent. I mean, a lot of my professional work involves dealing with multinationals and multinational teams, and the younger Irish people would cut the arms off you. They're so sharp at those kinds of meetings. They're incredibly well prepared and they hit the deck running compared to other countries. They're amazing to see.
All right. Well, you're too polite to say it, so I'm going to call Shane and Ciara boomers who are raging against the dying of the light. Conor Skehan, former TU Dublin lecturer. Paul Crone, director of the National Association of Principals and Deputy Principals. Thank you both very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.